This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Caffeine boosts lifting performance through neural enhancement, new trial shows. A new randomized controlled trial demonstrates that caffeine significantly improves strength and power during heavy resistance training, but the mechanism is purely neurological rather than muscular. The study, published in the Journal of the International Society of Sports Nutrition, reveals how pre-workout caffeine consumption enhances the nervous system's ability to recruit muscle fibers during maximal lifts. 300 mg caffeine dose improved 1 rep max strength in resistance-trained men. Caffeine's performance benefits across training intensities, power output improvements at different percentages of 1 rep maximum, 25% 1RM, 12% 9, 75% 9%, 1M5%. Source: Journal of International Society of Sports Nutrition, 2025, Georgian Medical Journal, News: Neural Drive Enhancement, Not Muscle Growth. The double-blind, crossover trial involved resistance-trained men who consumed 4 mg of caffeine per kilogram of body weight approximately 60 minutes before performing bench press and back squat tests. This translates to roughly 300 mg for a 165-pound lifter, according to the study published in the Journal of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. The results showed increased 1 rep maximum strength, particularly in back squat performance, alongside higher bar velocity and power output across 25 to 90% of 1 rep maximum loads. The study found no changes in muscle size, confirming the effect was purely neural rather than structural. The study explains that caffeine blocks adenosine receptors in the brain, increasing central nervous system excitability. This mechanism leads to increased neural drive and enhanced motor unit recruitment, especially of fast-twitch muscle fibers that are crucial for maximal strength efforts. For more insights on new studies in sports medicine, explore our research coverage, Lower Body Shows Stronger Response. The research revealed that caffeine's performance benefits were more pronounced in lower body exercises compared to upper body movements. Back squat performance showed greater improvements in both strength and power metrics compared to bench press results. The World Health Organization recommends resistance training as part of weekly physical activity guidelines, making these performance insights particularly relevant for fitness professionals. The study's crossover design strengthens the evidence by having each participant serve as their own control, eliminating individual variations that might confound results. This methodological approach is considered gold standard for ergogenic aid research in the clinical updates field, timing and dosage. Critical for effectiveness, the study emphasizes that caffeine's ergogenic benefits depend heavily on proper timing and dosage. The 60-minute pre-exercise window allows sufficient time for caffeine absorption and peak plasma concentrations, according to the study's protocol published in the Journal of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. The study notes that higher doses don't necessarily produce better results and may increase adverse effects, such as jitters or gastrointestinal distress. The 4 mg per kilogram body weight dose represents an optimal balance between efficacy and tolerability for most trained individuals. These findings have practical implications for athletes and recreational lifters seeking evidence-based performance enhancement strategies. Understanding caffeine's neural mechanism helps explain why it remains one of the most reliable and well-studied ergogenic aids available to strength athletes. Caffeine improved 1 rep maximum strength and power output across 25 to 90% of training intensities through enhanced neural drive rather than muscle growth. Study authors, Journal of the International Society of Sports Nutrition, 2025, key takeaways: 300 mg caffeine, 4 mg kilo body weight, improved maximal strength performance in trained lifters. Benefits were purely neural, no muscle size changes observed during acute testing. Lower body exercises showed greater response than upper body movements. Optimal timing is 60 minutes pre-exercise for peak performance enhancement. Frequently asked questions: how much caffeine should I take before lifting weights? The study supports 4 mg per kilogram of body weight, taken 60 minutes before training. For a 165-pound person, this equals approximately 300 milligrams caffeine. Does caffeine help build muscle or just improve performance? The study shows caffeine improves acute performance through neural enhancement, but doesn't directly stimulate muscle growth. The benefits are immediate, but don't lead to structural muscle changes. Why does caffeine work better for squats than bench press? The research showed stronger performance improvements in lower body versus upper body exercises. Larger muscle groups, like those used in squats, may be more responsive to caffeine's neural enhancement effects. Source: caffeine doesn't necessarily make muscle grow, but evidence shows that it makes your nervous system lift better.